This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United Kingdom's new trade deal with the European Union was granted royal assent, becoming law today, New Year's Day. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and EU Council President Charles Michel first signed on the deal in Brussels on Wednesday, and then the document rushed to London for Prime Minister Boris Johnson's signature. According to the British broadcasting company, Queen Elizabeth II approved the EU bill early Thursday. The agreement established zero tariffs or quotas on trade between the UK and the EU. As for the dispute resolution, the Court of Justice of the European Union will not be able to intervene, and frictions between the two sides can be subject to an independent party for arbitration. The World Health Organization Thursday approved Pfizer-BioNTech's coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, a move aimed at helping the developing world gain access to the vaccine sooner. COVAX, a global effort backed by the WHO to buy and distribute vaccines to poorer countries, has commitments for 2 billion doses of vaccine so far and is in talks with Pfizer-BioNTech to buy some of its vaccines, which is 95% effective after two doses. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to Washington early from his Florida resort Thursday, keeping up his fight with Congress over a defense bill and coronavirus aid checks. The White House posted a holiday message from Mr. Trump, who is yet to concede his November election defeat to Democrat Joe Biden, in which he praised his administration's accomplishments that he said included its handling of the coronavirus pandemic and rebuilding of the economy. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News.